So a lot of people end up even though they may not pay more than what the benefit's worth, they're still paying over the years. And as you get older, your income goes lower and the premiums can get higher as well. So the chances of cancellation become more realistic. So if you cancel, you lose everything.
Yeah.
Bit of a high risk there.
Very much so. So, well, this could open the floodgates across the nation, could it not?
Well, I mean, I think one thing we want open the floodgates here is just awareness that funeral insurance isn't exactly the best product out there as well.
Sure.
So, I mean, like, sorry, business is a really important thing as well, but sometimes we may not want to talk about that as well. But it's really good for Bob to be able to have a yarn as well about what we can do to try to be able to prepare for that.
Exactly.
Because, you know, funerals can be quite expensive, so that's why we always say that, you know, there's nothing wrong with nothing. There's always something safe about opening up a joint savings account. You know, just get the family to be able to make a few contributions here and there over the years.
Yes.
And best important thing though is that that account can generate interest. But also as well though, that if you miss a payment, that's all right. No worries, man. You just you don't lose that money.
Exactly. Yeah. You shouldn't be punished for one missed payment over the last 5 years you've been putting into the so-called account.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're all going to go there, you know, and it's good to set the plan of attack and also love and respect our families and don't leave them with the burden of the financial strain, so to speak, but also we don't want to be burnt.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So we want to, because like we want to make sure that we give our family members a good send off as well. But as well, like it's always the issue as to funerals being very expensive. So that's why it's always good to actually plan ahead, have a plan. I know it's hard to talk about it, but as well, though, you know, like you said, everyone goes sometime. You need to be able to plan ahead.
Yeah. Amanda, you find these conversations are popular? Is this happening all the time?
Yeah, it is happening all the time, especially because sorry business is such an important topic for us as well.
Exactly.
An average funeral can cost like $5,000, anywhere up to $25,000. And, you know, this can have major impacts on community alone. So we do hear about this a lot.
Well, it's good to hit it on the head, you know, and tackles the industry in regarding abusing vulnerable people and abusing the situation and their so-called profession. Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think as well though that I mean, it's always going to be marketed out there as well, and I think that the key thing that we can all do together is just to be able to start planning ahead, working on that rather than signing up for the for a product that could end up costing you a lot more than what it's worth.
Exactly. Look, it's about providing the service, yes, but don't cheat the people in the process, you know what I mean? But then again, we as First Nation people would say, well, don't muck around with us because our spirits are strong. If we won't tackle you in this life, they'll tackle you elsewhere.
Yeah,
true.
Nice yarning with you both. Thank you very much, Amanda and Mark. All the best to you. A good win.
Thanks,
and let's protect our loved ones. And thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Amanda Cameron, her name is, and also Mark Holden, and they're from Financial Rights Legal Centre and the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service and Financial Rights Legal Centre win AFCA, and that's Australian Financial Complaints Authority, case against funeral insurer UPLA. UPLA shouldn't be cheating us, mob, you know. It's about loving our loved ones and respecting them and putting them in rest without no financial strain or without being cheated, so to speak. Yarning with the Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Trendy Trev, you're going to sign a few mob. Thank you very much for your company. Got the news coming up very soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
changing, not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness, the coming of the light of day. We're talking about a chosen place. You wanna sell it in a marketplace? Well, just a minute now. Someone lies.